Well, he himself says, love me, because I'm God in human form. I've come in your midst now, love me.
Yeah.
Worship me not, but love me. Mm-hmm. The worship will automatically follow if you really love me.
Well, to me, that's, don't worship me, that says so much to me, because it throws 95% of the ritual we deal with out the window. You know, worship to me implies ritualistic attention.
Yeah.
The human slant on our feelings.
Yeah,
that's
visible. Big reverential and even this and that.
But maybe I'm not defining the word worship, correct?
No, it is that. What you say, it encompasses so many things, worship. Adore him. All the rites and rituals are there to worship him. The paraphernalia to worship him.
Mm-hmm.
All implies that.
I'm continually reminded by what Baba says here and there, this very thing, that he wants us, that he wants our love, and doesn't need that paraphernalia, the ritualism.
No.
And yet here we are. We're doing it.
But
you know?
That paraphernalia for in the eyes of those who have been made aware of rites, rituals and worship appear to be rites, rituals and worship. But for those who are not made aware of it, to them it's nothing but a necessary thing for worship, for loving. How would you express your adoration? How would you express your love for him? If I were not to bring a garland and put round his neck, how will I express my love? It needs expression. Love needs expression. So outward expressions are necessary for those. But for us, we never take garland, we never offer flowers, we are so crude and we don't know. We hold him high in our hearts. He knows. He is in the flower. Why can't I put my arms around him? I'll be a big garland, but I could be a big heavy weight, you see, around his neck. It's like all that thing comes, you know, just loving him. So that understanding is there, like that.
He said how to love him.
Pardon?
He said how to love him. He said the most practical way is to love your fellow beings and not to harm anybody and to live for God and die for God and to think about him all the time. He's got a whole bunch of ways of loving him.
Yeah.
You don't have to go find a flower.
No, but what happens is that we cannot do that. So an alternative is there. Have it.
Oh.
The other alternative is offer some sweets, an expression. Just as a nice little humorous episode. Now, where is Jack? Jack is not here. Oh, here he is. Here, another humorous thing. Baba's human side. We had gone for house visits, and there are Baba families. You see, they love him in their own way, and we love him in our own way. Each one is feeling love in one own way. This worship is also loving him, brother. But what he wants is something else, more than that. Yeah. So, you know, worship, some or other has that sting of fear in it. And Baba doesn't wish us, or doesn't want us to fear him. He says, how God is not to be feared, God is to be loved. You see, that's how it is.
More even trusted.
Yet in the face of the, you know, of the power of God, how can we help but, you know, be in awe and in fear?
But that's what he says. Don't fear me, love me.
Can't you do both?
I'm not that dictator, or I'm not that person, you see, that you should fear me. I want my love to be returned to me. I have given you the love. I want my love to be returned to me. That's all I want from you. So what was I saying? We had gone out for house visits with Baba. About say, 3 or 4 house visits were there. And we passed a very happy day. And we returned to our headquarters. Whatever that headquarters at that time was.
Mm-hmm.
Next morning, we all sat down with Baba, a small group that was there, Mandli. So there was by name Dr. Nilkant Godse. His pet name was Nilu. So Nilu pipes in and says, Baba, that so-and-so family, to me it appears that so-and-so family loves you very much. So he says, oh, is that so? Baba is asking. How do you know? I myself don't know that that family loves me more than the other families that we visit. How do you know? So Baba, didn't we realize their love? Because when we visited their home, see the amount of food that was spread out and the sweets and all that was there. So he says, that is your criteria for finding out how much love they have for me. For me it is so. So fine, it's good. It's a good lesson for me. I will now next time remember that. Whosoever spreads out a big table means that he loves me more.
Money.
Yeah.